5. Now I can buy a hotel and put it on Park Avenue. Monopoly. Allison Creepus. Dear Drew, will you be in Miami for the Dolphins versus Texans game? I'm going to need some support down there. Texan for life. Texan turned down for what? Yes, I will be there. It's been a while since we've heard this one, but it comes from Jesse Chen. Dear Drew, have the Texans been working on any trick plays this training camp? And Jesse, that question wins money. Texas Lottery scratch-off money. So just email that at the bottom of the screen and we'll get back to you. But as far as the question goes, trick plays, huh? That's what you want to know about? I haven't seen too many, but yes, I have seen a few. But I'm not going to tell you what they are because I don't want to give away any secrets here. But yes, be prepared for trick plays in 2015. Ben Bevel. Dear Drew, do you think the fans are ever going to give Hoyer or Mallett the respect they deserve? R-E-S-P-C-T. Yeah, Ben, I think they will. I think once those guys, whoever it is, get out there and start playing quarterback, I think the Texans fans are going to be very pleasantly surprised with how efficient those guys run this offense and how well they run this offense. And it's going to look a lot different because we're not going to see Arian Foster for about a month or two. So, yeah, just give it time. They'll earn that respect by earning wins. So, yes, I believe they will get that respect. Brian Shirk, dear Drew, when can we expect to see JJ versus Garcon in the octagon? Garcon doesn't want any of that.
You mess with me, you got problems. That's all I know.
Christopher Rodriguez Jr., dear Drew, do you hear Bill O'Brien curse more behind the scenes? Or is the Hard Knocks tape the average he curses? Bill O'Brien says swear words?
I don't think I've been to confession since the sixth grade, so I'll probably head to confession here soon and try to do better.
Gary Francis, your first name and your last name could both be first names, but Gary Francis says this, dear Drew, how much of an impact do you think a healthy Clowney, Cushing, and Wilfork will have on JJ? Well, a healthy Clowney and a healthy Cushing and a healthy Wilfork and a healthy JJ Watt. Those four, that's a really good core to a defense that also has a really good free safety in Raheem Moore. And don't forget about linebacker Mike Muhammad. And, oh, yeah, those two great cornerbacks on the outside, Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph, plus Jared Crick. And have I named everybody on the defense yet? But I think Clowney's coming back will be exceptional for this unit because he is another guy that you can't just devote one player to when it comes to blocking. It's been another fun one. We'll talk to you again next week.